A Marceline woman who was a teacher employed at Northwestern R1 in Minden has been formally charged with a felony for alleged inappropriate contact with a student last year in Sheridan County. Probable cause statement says on February 21st of this year, Sheridan County deputies were contacted by Northwestern Superintendent Eric Hoyt, who stated he was just informed that a female teacher, 27-year-old Blair Bruner, allegedly sent nude photos to a student. Bruner was placed on administrative leave and later resigned on March 15th. The student reportedly told authorities that flirtatious messages with Bruner were sent through Snapchat beginning in December of last year. Student also detailed a situation where Bruner picked him up from a friend's house and touched his private area in her vehicle sometime during Christmas break. Reportedly, the student and a witness stated they saw the nude photos allegedly from Bruner, but said her face was not seen in the photos. Online court documents say Bruner has been charged with Class E felony for sexual contact with a student, with bond set at $10,000 cash only. Her initial hearing is pending at the Sheridan County Circuit Court. A Slater man who was charged with multiple felonies relating to a domestic disturbance and standoff with law enforcement on May 28th of 2017 was sentenced to almost two decades in state prison during a court proceeding yesterday in Saline County. According to online court documents, on November 21st last year, 31-year-old Charles Townsend Jr. pleaded guilty to two counts of a Class A felony for assault or attempted assault in the first degree causing serious physical injury or to a special victim, Class B felony for assault or attempted assault in the first degree, Class E felonies for domestic assault in the third degree, unlawful use of a weapon and resisting or interfering with an arrest for a felony, as well as three counts of an unclassified felony for armed criminal action. Yesterday, the court sentenced Townsend to serve 18 years for the Class A assault charges, with the rest of the charges set for him to serve 10, 5, 4, 3, and 2-year sentences. The court also ordered the sentences to run concurrent with each other. Townsend was remanded into the custody of the Saline County Sheriff's Office for delivery to the Missouri Department of Corrections to serve a maximum of 18 years. And Waverly Fire Chief Mitch Baldwin is still looking for volunteers to help with sandbagging efforts at this time in Grand Pass. Baldwin details the volunteer work needed.
Well, right now we really need help filling sandbags. We have several people taking them back to the levees on UTVs and four-wheelers and stuff like that. Our main thing is really just needing help getting the sandbags filled.
Baldwin added the volunteer work will continue until all the sand is bagged. Baldwin said yesterday's efforts continued until 1 o'clock this morning. Baldwin said emergency crews and the farmers in the area appreciate all the volunteer help so far. Baldwin added volunteers just need to show up on Route T north of Grand Pass, but can contact him if needed at 660-251-1435. KMMO News Time is 5:35. Funeral services for 97-year-old Bill Alley of Marshall, who died Sunday, will be held at 11 a.m. on Thursday at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at Ridge Park Cemetery. Funeral services for 93-year-old Bill Martin of Sedalia, who died Friday, will be held at 1 p.m. on Thursday at McLaughlin Funeral Chapel in Sedalia, where friends may call after 4 p.m. and the family will receive friends from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow. Burial with full military honors by the United States Navy and VFW Post 2591 will follow Thursday's service at Crown Hill Cemetery in Sedalia. Funeral services for 94-year-old Charles Huxell of rural Alma, who died yesterday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday at Bethel United Church of Christ, where visitation begins at 9:30. Burial will follow at Higginsville City Cemetery. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Concordia is in charge of arrangements. Can view the funeral notices and obituaries, as well as news stories, 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That's a look at the news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yant.